You may be seated. We're going to have the Sinareski family come on up here. They're going to sing a couple of songs for us, and we appreciate their family coming. Again, they were with us at camp this week and had a fun time with them. We expect big things from you, Malachi. All right? You ready to sing it out first, buddy? He's ready to go. He was getting his suit coat buttoned up on the front row ready to sing. So they're going to sing two songs for us this morning. And then tonight, Pastor Sinareski is going to preach for us. Him and Miss Sinareski taught our Sunday school hour, so thankful for them coming to serve with us today. Would you sing for us, please?
Having their doubts. they only knew what I used to be. But oh, what a difference the Lord's made in me. What I got was real, and praise God, I'm still serving Him now. And I'm forever changed. I'm forever changed. All things are brand new. I tell you it's true that I'm not the same. When He changed the heart of me, He changed my eternal destiny. Old things passed away. Thank God for the day. Am I forever changed? Now if this life was all that He promised to me, friend, I'd still choose to serve my Lord faithfully. But I cannot begin to imagine what He has in store. Oh, 'cause once I was lost, I was headed for hell. But then I got saved, and now all is well. My forever began when I took the precious hand of Jesus, my Lord. And I'm forever changed. I'm forever changed. All things are brand new. I tell you it's true that I'm not the same. When He changed the heart of me, He changed my eternal destiny. Old things passed away. Thank God for the day. My forever changed. And when He changed the heart of me, He changed my eternal destiny. Old things passed away. Thank God for the day. My forever changed.
Praise the Lord. Thankful when He saved my soul. He didn't just change my destination, changed my life on this earth as well. Amen. Whew. That didn't bless your blesser. I don't know what will. That's good singing. Praise the Lord. If you'll take your Bibles and turn with me to Deuteronomy in chapter 4. Deuteronomy, it's the fifth book of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And then when you find chapter 4, if you'll stand to your feet with me as we read God's Word. Deuteronomy in chapter 4, I'll read while you follow along quietly there in your copy of the Word of God. We'll read the first 10 verses of this chapter as we begin. We sang that song a moment ago, God's Word changes lives. And now we get to look into the Word of God. I love the singing and the giving and all the things of the service, but now we come to the preaching of God's Word. We're looking forward to what God has for us. Deuteronomy in chapter 4. If you'll look with me at verse number 1, the Bible says, "Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them that ye may live, and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal-peor. For all the men that followed Baal-peor, the Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you, this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great, that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons, and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. Our Father, we're so grateful that we have the opportunity to be in your house with your people among your under your word. I ask that you would move in our midst. Thank you so much for what you've done in our hearts already. But now I ask that you would help us to put away the distraction on all the other things that we have going on this day and help us to focus on your word and what you have for us. Be with Pastor Becker as he preaches. Give him wisdom, Lord. Give him mighty power, Lord, that might break through the hardest heart. If there's any here that don't know you as their personal Savior, may today be their day of salvation. Help them to call upon you. Lord, help us to listen intently on what you have for us. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. May be seated. As you're seated, take a moment and make sure your phone is on silent or vibrate or something, or just give it to a teenager and they'll figure it out for you if you don't know how to do that. And so hopefully you do that already as we come to church so we're not distracted from the Word of God. As we look at the passage here in Deuteronomy chapter number 4, I want to bring your attention to a certain phrase here. But as you see that God is speaking to the children of Israel and tells them, He tells them here, he says, I want you to go and do the words that I commanded to you. In verse number 1, it says that you may live. Amen? Amen. God's words are life. Yeah. Amen? They're a life, not a suggestion. It's a commandment, not to hurt us, but so that we may live. And he says, I don't want you to add to or to take away from my word. And that's still a commandment for us today. Right. Amen? Not to add to or diminish from the commandment of the Lord, which I've given to you. As we go through the passage, I'm not going to read every verse, but he says, surely I want to make of you a great nation. Amen. He's taken the children of Israel out of Egypt, and he's going to bring them to the promised land. So I want to make of you a great nation. But in verse number 9, I want you to look there, please. Deuteronomy chapter number 4, verse 9, it says, only take heed to thyself. Take heed to thyself. That's all we can do, right, church? To take heed, to pay attention for myself and what God is speaking to me. God's speaking to the nation collectively, but he's speaking to each person individually. He says, take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently. Look at this phrase here. It says, lest thou forget. Look at that phrase for a minute today. I read through this in my Bible reading, and it mentions it 9 different times in the book of Deuteronomy. Lest thou forget. Lest thou forget. I want you to continue reading here. It says, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen. We're going to go and recount and replay that a little bit today of what the Israelites were able to see. And lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. He said, O Israel, don't forget about me. Don't forget about me. Titling the message today, Lest Thou Forget, or How Could You Forget? How could you forget? As we think about the Israelites and as they were brought out of bondage from Egypt and as God called them to the promised land, that God was doing an incredible work. We're going to look through some of those in a bit. But he's telling them, Israelites, don't forget. Church today, how easy we can forget. You ever have that forgetful memory? Right? You leave the house and you thought, where am I going? Right? Where's my wallet? Where's my keys? Where's my phone? Where do I live? You know? You say, how do you know that? Because when you get older, you start doing those things. You leave a room and you go to the next room and you think, why did I go in this room? and then you backtrack, and okay, before you laugh, kids, you're going to be there too, and you think, how did I forget so easily? It was just in my mind. You know, I grabbed it. What am I doing now? Because we can so easily forget, can't we? So easily forget. Sometimes we forget the little things, right? And it may seem little, but you forget your keys or your phone or the little things. You know, I was without a phone for a week. I did not know what to do with my life, right? You understand? I didn't know what to do. I rode in silence in the car. I couldn't call anyone, text anyone, and that's the whole deal. It's working now, but, you know, like, I feel like I'm forgetting something, you know? I don't know about you, but there's certain things I always take with me when I leave the house. Sometimes you forget the little things. Sometimes you forget the big things. Your wife's birthday. If you forget it once, you'll never forget it again. She will not let you forget it again. You don't forget your wife's birthday, okay? Don't forget your anniversary. You don't forget the big things in life that matter. You put it on the calendar and you make sure you don't forget the big things. Why? Because that matters, doesn't it? As a Christian, how quickly we forget, right? How quickly we forget. The Bible says, lest ye forget. That word lest means with the intention of preventing, to avoid the risk of. God said, I want to remind you not to forget the words that I commanded to you. I don't want you to forget where I brought you from, lest preventing the forgetfulness. The book of Deuteronomy means the second law or the repetition of the law. And God is reminding them of things. You ever need to be reminded? I don't know about you. I leave the house sometimes and I'll tell my wife, please text me and remind me what you want me to do while I go out. Not because she didn't tell me before I left, but because once I leave, I'm in my own world. Right? You know what I'm talking about? You get in your own world. Say, text me when I'm at the store. Not before, not when I get to the checkout stand, but text me to remind me what I need to get, lest I forget. 9 times in the book of Deuteronomy, God tells his people not to forget. Not to forget. In Deuteronomy 6 and verse number 12, it says, then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. How could you forget one that brought you out of bondage? How could you forget the one that brought you out of bondage? In Deuteronomy 8, verse 11, it says, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. How could we forget about God? It's amazing how many times we look back in our Bibles at the Israelites and we think, how could they have done, oh, that's me, right? How could they murmur and complain? Oh, that's me. How could they forget? Oh, that's me. They're just a picture of you and I today, lest we forget. He said, beware that thou, lest thou forget the Lord thy God. In Deuteronomy 8, verse 14, you can turn there. I want to look at 3 things that God tells them as we begin today about what happens if we forget. What happens? Deuteronomy 8 and verse number 14, the Bible says, in verse 14 here it says, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. The Bible says if we forget about God, our heart is lifted up in pride, right? And we all of a sudden think, I got myself out of bondage. Look where I brought my life to today. And we forget that God had a part in our delivery from bondage. Because of pride in our heart. Deuteronomy 8, verse 19, it says, and it shall be, if thou shalt, it says, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I will testify against you this day, that ye shall surely perish. If we forget God, we'll have pride in our heart, but number 2, we'll start following and having some pagan worship. Right? How quickly did the Israelites go and build that golden calf? Right? Moses went up the mountain to meet with God, and they went down there, and as Aaron would say, well, we got the gold together, and we threw it in the oven, and here came out this golden calf. I can only picture a junior higher giving that kind of excuse, right? It just came out this way. How quickly do we think, oh, what a mighty God we serve, and then we start worshiping false gods? You say, I'm not bowing to a false god or a false image, but we do have other gods that we put before God in our life, don't we? You have pride in your heart. We have pagan worship. In Deuteronomy 9, verse number 7, it says, remember and forget not how thou provokest the Lord thy God to wrath in the children in the wilderness. From the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Egypt until you came to this place, ye have been rebellious against the Lord. If we forget about God, we'll provoke the Lord to wrath. He says, I brought them out of Egypt and they forgot about me. I brought them out of Egypt and they're worshiping false gods. And then God's judgment is upon our lives. We're a forgetful people. And many times for the most important things in our lives, right? You don't forget when that game is coming on TV, right? You don't forget that nail appointment, ladies. Hopefully not the guys with that. We don't forget the things that in our lives think, well, I'm not going to forget this day. But sometimes the most important things, the spiritual things in our life, we forget about. We let them pass by in our lives. Even the best of memories will fail you. Even the best of memories will fail you. As Christians, how could we forget what God has done for us? Recounting really quick, how could the Israelites forget where God brought them from? Remember that we are this picture of Israel as we go through this. God brought them out of bondage in Egypt. Guess what? They weren't in bondage for a week or a month or a year or a decade or a century. 430 years they were in bondage in Egypt. They were not in their own land. They had become slaves in the land eventually where God had brought them to, where God had provided for them. But at some point, the Israelites started getting larger and bigger and stronger, so they made them their slaves. They made their work harder, and they had taskmasters over them. If you remember Moses, why did he go to the wilderness? Because he was tired of watching the Israelites beating his people. He killed a man and ran out to the wilderness. And how quickly did the Israelites forget? Think about this. God delivered from Egypt, right? Man, he led them out, all the mighty plagues that he showed, and they went to the edge of the Red Sea, and they came to Moses, and they said, God's going to deliver us here, didn't they? No, what did they say? You brought us here to die. They forgot God had delivered them, right? He had brought them out of bondage. He had brought them, but they said, we want to go back. How quickly, Christian, do we think, I'm saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, amen? Can I get a witness on that? But how quickly do we get delivered from bondage? It's a picture of the world, Egypt is. And then we go, well, I want to go back. I want to go back to the world. Christian, why would we want to go back to where we were in bondage? Some of you young people, you were grown up in church. You're blessed. You're blessed. You think my parents are trying to keep me from everything in the world? Yes, they are. From the bondage, from the slavery of sin, they're trying to keep you from that. And young people think, well, I want to go back to Egypt because they're keeping me from all the fun that there is out there. They're trying to keep you from the scars of sin. How many Israelites, when they went to the wilderness, they had scars literally on their back where they had been beaten. And they said, I want to go back there. Lest you forget where God brought you from. I was saved as a 9-year-old boy, and I was a sinner saved by grace just as much as anyone else. But some of you, you were saved at an older age in life, have some scars of sin. It's not a badge, but you've been forgiven from, right? And you think, God saved me from a life of sin, which we've all been saved from. But you have a little more baggage that you've carried. Christian, why would we want to go back to the world? What does Egypt have to offer for the Christian? Nothing. What does the world have to offer you? Nothing. I don't need anything from Egypt because I'm going to the promised land. Amen? Bondage in Egypt. They had taskmasters, hard labor. And what happened? They cried to God for help, and God heard their cry, didn't he? They were delivered from bondage in Egypt. Secondly, they were in Egypt. They were delivered. Think about all the miracles that God did. If you're the Israelites and you started hearing, I heard Moses is coming back, right? Word starts to spread. There wasn't texting and phone and social media, but it went house to house. It went person to person, and they must have heard Moses is coming back. Moses went to Pharaoh's palace, and they had a showdown, and he threw down his staff, and it became a serpent, and their magicians came, and Moses ate theirs, and God's going to deliver us. Can you think about that? And they're in bondage, and they think God's going to deliver us, and they've heard about God, they worship God, but they said, can God deliver us? And then all of a sudden the water turned to blood, and they said, God did that. That's a sign that God's delivering us. And they maybe said, kids, get ready to go. But God had hardened Pharaoh's heart. And then plague after plague, the frogs and the flies and the locusts and the hailstones and all that God did. I can imagine every time you look up and think, look what God is doing. God, my God is getting ready to deliver me. Kids, get ready, because we're getting ready to go. Darkness, and then finally the last plague that God sent was the death of the firstborn. And can you imagine the cries that went across the whole land? And finally Pharaoh said, leave. Get your people and leave. And God provided for them as they left, and they saw the mighty hand of God. Several times in Scripture talks about how God brought them out with a mighty hand. Amen? And we still serve a mighty God, don't we? And when God brought them out, he delivered them from bondage by a mighty hand, because we serve a great and a powerful and a mighty God. He delivered them. He did miracles. Not only did they get to the Red Sea and God put the pillar of cloud and fire behind them to protect them from Pharaoh's army, and he parted the Red Sea throughout that night. Can you imagine that? And the wind that blew and parted that sea, and they walked across, not on muddy ground, not on damp ground, but they walked across on dry ground. And they went across and they said, my God did that, right? My God did that. And they went across, and then all of a sudden Pharaoh's army started to come, and I can imagine the last of the group started to hurry through the Red Sea and said, they're coming, they're coming. But Pharaoh's army was so foolish to think that the same God that parted the sea is the same God that can close the sea up and harden their heart, and he destroyed Pharaoh's army in a moment. Couldn't you imagine the Israelites looking back thinking, that was my God that did that. That was my God. And as you think further, they go to the Red Sea, and they go through the Red Sea, and they get across, and they say, we don't have anything to drink. And they murmured and complained, and Moses smote the rock, and the water came out, and God gave them water from a rock. See, that's my God right there. My God provided for me, and God provided over and over again by the manna and by the quail, and he provided again and again and again, pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. As they were in the wilderness, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 29:5, it says, I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Think about this. Your clothes are not waxen old upon you. 40 years. And it says, and thy shoe is not waxen old upon thy foot. Didn't have to get a new change of clothes for 40 years. Amen? Can I get a testimony, parents, with growing kids? Their shoes did not wax old upon their feet. Wouldn't that be a blessing, right? And God took care of them. He delivered them from bondage. He saw all the mighty miracles that he did. He provided for them over and over and over again. And yet God reminded them, lest you forget. I mean, how could you forget about God? How could you forget about what God has done for you? You think about that as they go through the wilderness, and it should have been a short journey, but because of the negative report as they went to Canaan land, they wandered in the wilderness for those that were younger until the older died off. But why did they wander in that wilderness? Why did they leave Egypt? Because they were going to the promised land. Amen? They're going to the promised land. They weren't wandering for no reason, but God had a place prepared for them. Right? Houses you didn't build, vineyards you didn't plant. And he said, guess what? You don't even have to fight for it. He said, you go in and I'm just going to drive them out. I'm going to drive the people out. You don't have to build the houses, plant the vineyards. You don't have to send the enemy out. That sounds like a pretty good deal, isn't it? Sounds like God is pretty good, doesn't it? I said, it sounds like God is pretty good, doesn't it? And he's going to drive them out. And they said, this is a place that I'm just going to give it to you. Christian today, how could we forget about God? How could you say, oh, the Israelites, while the food was in their mouth, they complained and murmured against God? How many times are we such a blessed people, aren't we? Such a blessed people, how many times are we discontent? How many times are we murmuring? How many times do we think, God, do you even know what you're doing? God knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing, lest ye forget. 3 points today as we conclude today. Number one is this: remember where God brought you from. Christian, remember where God brought you from. Sometimes I think the longer that we're saved, we start getting very self-confident. We think, I've arrived, I brought myself here, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Just a sinner saved by grace. Remember where God brought you from. I'm a sinner condemned to hell for all eternity. That's all that I deserve. Remember where God brought you from, a slave to sin. Psalm 40, verse 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me. He heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock. And he established my goings, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Think about where God has brought you from. Amen. Don't ever forget where we deserve, right? You're a sinner just as much as anyone else is a sinner. And you deserve hell just as much as any other person. But too many times, we get far enough out of Egypt, we forget where we were, and we forget what we deserve. Remember where God brought you from. Number two, remember that God has a plan. That God has a plan. You say, well, God's forgotten about me. No, he hasn't. He has every hair on your head counted. He knows exactly where you are. He created you. He put a perfect plan in place for your life. And if you'll just simply obey his commands, follow God, realize that God has a perfect plan for your life. Too many times we get out of God's plan and we get our own plan. Why? Because we are so smart, aren't we? You ever get there sometimes, you think, you know what? I'm smarter than my GPS, you know? Where's everyone else going? And then all of a sudden you realize you're not as smart as you thought you were. And you realize that I'm really not that intelligent, right? And you realize sometimes we do that with God. God, your word says, but I think I know better, right? How foolish would that be? How foolish would it be to take the commandments of God? It says God said if you do them, you'll live, right? You'll have life more abundantly. But we think, well, but I've got it figured out. I can do it my way. Realize God has a plan, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Keep following the plan that God has for you. Remember that God has a plan. And then lastly today is this: remember how good God is. Lest thou forget, he delivered me from Egypt. He delivered me from bondage. That's what I deserve, but he delivered me. Never get over the day of your salvation. Amen? And then once you're saved, aren't you thankful that you're always saved? Never have to earn it. Never have to try to keep it. You can't lose it. If that's all I ever got, I'm so blessed. Right? If all I ever got was salvation, I'm so blessed. But has God blessed you a little bit more than just salvation? Whew. The Bible says he daily loadeth us with benefits. Daily. You think, God, you know, I don't have any food. Manna, quail, water, pillar cloud, fire by night, promised land. God, what have you ever done for me? Lest you forget where God has brought you from. Lest you forget that God has a plan for your life. Lest you forget how good God is. Don't ever get over the fact how good God has been in your life. How good he's been. Lest you forget. Maybe you don't know the Savior today. Maybe you don't know that if you died today that you'd be in heaven or hell. You don't know. I'd love to tell you about God today. We love to take the Word of God and tell you how Jesus Christ loves you enough that he died on a cross to pay for your sins and the sins of the whole world. He went to the grave and rose again 3 days later to pay for your salvation. Not a partial payment, the full payment. Paid in full so you can just receive that gift of salvation. Do you remember the day that you got saved? You put your faith in Jesus Christ alone. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. I can't do anything good to get it, to keep it. Jesus Christ, he paid it all. Amen? Amen? All to him I owe. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, would you trust in him today? Would you trust in him today? If you know that you're a Christian, you know you're saved today, God has a plan for your life. God has a plan. Don't think you know better than God. You know, they go and spy Cain and land, and 10 were bad and 2 were good, and they get the 10 negative reports. Oh, we can't do it. They're bigger and stronger. Their eyes were on the enemy instead of their eyes being on God. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Remember how good God has been. Head bowed and eyes closed, please, this morning as we have the